the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. It is an appropriate, a very rich text from Ezekiel. It fits into this week of the Good Shepherd, Shepherd Week. Ezekiel has quite a chapter on the shepherds. They seem to be the rulers, including the royal rulers and ecclesiastical rulers. And he has sharp words for them. Should not the shepherd feed the flock? Ye fleece them, ye eat their flesh. But should not the shepherd feed the flock? And there comes the promise, then I will give them one shepherd. It is addressed to the children of Israel when they were still in the captivity and indeed longed for a land, longed for the return from captivity, when they would no longer be the victims of their heathen, when the wild beasts would be out of the land and they would have peace. The Lord promises them his son David. My servant David, he is called here, the Eved Yahweh. The Messiah is promised to Israel. If we read these words in the terms of the modern Israeli who are in Palestine today, we can understand what different concepts they have. They are in the land, and they think in terms of returning from the captivity, from this long captivity which they have endured. It is tragic, and yet it is so close. Christ has come. He has come to comfort us all. And it is upon our hearts to pray for those in Israel who yearningly pray and repent of their sins, thinking of the time that must come. The new covenant, the covenant of peace. They think in terms of a temporal ruler, a mighty David, a David who will drive out the enemies and make them the leading nation of the world. Such concepts are mistaken. They are wide abroad in the world among those who think of Zionism as the fulfillment of all that must happen to keep the promises of God in Scripture. We need these words in our day as encouragement and comfort for our own people, for ourselves. The world is going into topsy-turvy conditions. We pray that indeed peace will remain with us, but we need the strengthening in our soul from the promises of God, which we understand in this, the covenant of peace has come. Christ has broken the bonds which held us under sin. He has prepared for us. And if we read these words, we'll find in them indeed the apocalyptic dimension, which Ezekiel includes as well as Isaiah, as well as they are found in the New Testament times, or even in the Psalm, the tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever doeth, he shall prosper. His leaf shall not wither. It is the beginning of a vision, which is included in the words of Ezekiel also, which we find in the book of Revelation, and the Good Shepherd, who comes to us, establishes this covenant of peace, is one who takes us from the Old Testament into the New Testament times, into the kingdom of God, into something that is growing by the promise of God to lead us finally into that state in which we shall have shalom indeed, the covenant of peace complete and fulfilled. And if we keep that hope before us, it can strengthen us and our people against the evil times which they must bear. We have so good a shepherd. He is indeed the Good Shepherd, defined in this week, promised so much in the Old Testament, who is with us, strengthens us, feeds us, drives out the enemy, and he will identify us. I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. The basic identity of the Christian. We like that word in these times. People can't find their identity. He is our God, and we are his people. And what can be wrong when this condition exists by the grace and favor of God? In Christ our Lord, amen.